Translucent creator and host Lee Wade tells the story of a local family during a deeply personal time. The last episode of Translucent focused on their son coming out as transgender. Today's episode centers on the parents.
Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. In the last episode, we met Eddie Clark, a young trans man. In this episode, we hear from his parents, Eric and Jackie Clark, as they reflect on raising a trans son and the journey their family has taken together.
We had kind of gotten some hints that maybe Eddie at the time might have been lesbian, so that was fine with us. So then from there, things just kind of progressed. And as Eddie was exploring, I think, more and more who he was, so we just had to keep an eye on that and make sure that we had good therapists who could help Eddie with that journey. And we were very lucky that we did find some really good people to help us through that. But then, of course, COVID came along and things got very complicated.
Yeah, the friendships were tricky because then they weren't seeing their friends in school. And then they all went back to school in sixth grade. And suddenly the dynamics had changed and the friendships had changed. And sixth grade was really, really rough. And then finally the summer and into seventh grade came out as a boy and said, I want to go by this name. And so then it was like, oh, okay. So that's what's been going on.
But what started to creep in there was all the body dysmorphias and all of that. So there was always that, how lightly do we tread on this versus the how fast do we go into this? Because clearly what Eddie needed was to build this new identity and find some way to push the old person out. And it really was, to me, just a different type of a puberty event when you have what you might call just a quote-unquote normal child, they go through an enormous change in their life. And when someone is transitioning, it's almost like for them, they have to do yet a second puberty because they have to change themselves completely one more time. Yeah. And that can be really, really difficult.
Well, especially if you don't have the words or know that's what's happening. And even as parents, I mean, again, at first it was, okay, you want some different clothes. I get it. We all go through that. Oh, wait, you're really unhappy. Oh, now you're having problems at school, which he never had problems at school. So watching all that happen in sixth grade, we knew it was way more than just coming out of COVID or just being depressed or all the just you can say. So it was, I mean, it was just a light bulb, like, oh, okay, that's what's really happening, as well as social anxiety and frustrations and depression and being a teenager, all that fun stuff. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, like, I hope that families who are struggling with, you know, accepting their kids or, you know, accepting another loved one, they can just hear you all's story and think, okay, you know, I need to not think so much of this transition that this person is going through in their gender identity as something that's personally going to affect me, and think about ways that they can be a little bit more supportive and have a little bit more, you know, affirming spaces.
A lot of it has to be communication and talking about it and really figuring out, well, why do you want to do that? But not in an accusatory way, just being open to talking about it. I mean, I would hope that families can have those open conversations, but I know a lot of them can't. But just being able to listen to your kid and try to figure out what would make them happy.
And I think for parents, they should be willing to look at the really subtle signs of what is it that their kid is doing to be themselves instead of the kid that you are directing them to be.
Our trans youth need us to see them, not who we imagine them to be, but who they truly are. Thank you, Eddie, Eric, and Jackie, for being so open and honest with us. If you missed the conversation I had with Eddie last week, you can visit our webpage to hear more of his story. I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.
The Clark family are members of the Rainbow Alliance of Yellow Springs, or RAISE. That's a community group founded by local residents to support LGBTQ plus individuals, especially young people, and their families in the Miami Valley. Translucent is supported by the Ruby Girls Foundation and Square One Salon and Spa, and produced right here at the Aquaburger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.